fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2-gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.
Today's podcast is sponsored by the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, the only conservative alternative to AARP. Go to amac.us/Carter. Wow. This is a great week because this is a week that we have so much to be thankful for. I know that for so many of us, it's been a couple of tough years. I mean, COVID, everything that's happened with our country, the president just having to deal with President Biden. That's another thing maybe you don't feel so thankful for, but really we've got to be thankful. We live in such an awesome nation because why? We have elections. We've got 2022, 2024 coming up. We are thankfully out of the other side of COVID, I believe. And we've got great people fighting for our rights. And we saw what happened in Virginia with Governor Youngkin being elected. So I just, you know, that's what we're going to talk about on this show. I've got Rebecca Weber on, the head of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And this isn't just an association, by the way, guys, of people 50 plus. You know, this is about everyone. Anyone can be a member. And remember, this is about fighting together, right? I think that's something that we have forgotten about, that as a nation, that together we can make a difference. And that's what I try to do here at the Sarah Carter Show. I want to keep reminding all of us, and, you know, myself included, because there's times where I can get pretty jaded. And just remember that we have like so much to fight for. We have so much to do. There's so much work to be done. And it requires every single one of us. You are all that important. We are all that important, but we're more important together. I want you to please follow and subscribe. Get all the links at sarahacarter.com. That's sarahacarter.com. And while you are there, sign up for our email list so you don't get shadow banned. Guys, this is the only way we stay in touch with each other, right? We've got a very strange thing happening with our social media and with, Jack over at Twitter and Zuckerberg and all of these people, you know, basically acting like a fascist state for this leftist government. You need to subscribe. Go to sarahacarter.com. The website's beautiful. It's been totally redesigned. We've got great staff writers there. And I need you to subscribe for the email list and I'll be able to stay in touch with you and update you on all the latest stories. Okay. So what do you have to be thankful for? I always like to think about this. I like to think about it daily, not just during Thanksgiving. Because I think that it just every day that I wake up, I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I was blessed to be born in such a beautiful nation. I'm grateful that my mother fled Cuba and came here. I'm grateful every single day that I hear my child's voice because I know that for so many people, you know, they've lost people in their lives or they're struggling right now with a loss. I'm grateful that my husband made it back from Afghanistan and that we have lived an amazingly beautiful life so far and that we've been able to, I guess, look at his blindness not as a disability but as a challenge, and that has made me love him so much more. Politically, it's funny because I'm looking at this list and Greg, one of our producers, put it together and he was just like, you know, what are you grateful for politically, professionally? Politically, I'm grateful that we're all waking up, that America has woken up for the most part to what's been happening, that we're no longer asleep. You know, that while they were, think about this, that while we were frustrated and, I mean, of course, upset about all of these crazy mandates with COVID, that for once we were all locked down in our homes, right? Just having to be with our children and not having to go to an office for the majority of us. But we were actually seeing what they were learning at school. And they were being, you know, what we were exposed to for a lot of parents, like my friends in Loudoun County and people everywhere was like, what is going on in our school system? You know, what are they teaching our children? This isn't just ABCs and 1, 2, 3s and science and the excitement of, you know, learning about history the right way. But this was like an indoctrination. This was the poisoned critical race theory that was dividing our country, dividing our children from their parents. I'm thankful that they locked us down so that we know the truth, so that we can take action. We can take that into our own hands. And say, you know what? We're not going to put up with this. We're going to change this. Professionally, I'm grateful for Radio America, for my great friends there, for being able to have this beautiful podcast, for the people that I work with on my website, for Fox News, for Sean Hannity. Mostly, though, for the people that are out there who are sharing their stories with me. When I go out to the border and, you know, Junior Anzalduas, hi, Junior. I know you listen to my podcast and I love all your text messages you send me all the time. A private landowner who's so gracious and so wonderful. And, you know, his family had land and has land on the Rio Grande. And I'm grateful for your friendship. I'm grateful for you, Chris Cabrera, for Albert Spratt, for all of my good friends out there along the border who... every day, you know, are fighting the good fight for America. I'm grateful for Lieutenant Olivares. I didn't want to forget you. Or Craig Cummings with DPS in Houston. I mean, there's just so many people. Rich McFadden, Greg Corumbus, thank you for, you know, with Radio America. And for everybody, just for just the regular Americans who come up to me and just say, you know, thanks so much for the work that you do. I always say, no, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being a part of such an awesome nation. Never be ashamed. You know, I used to always hate when I remember when I was in Europe and, you know, people would say, oh, that's so American, or where they wore a baseball hat. That's so American. Or that's why Europeans feel this way about Americans. I remember that in the 1990s. I remember hearing that all the time, like even in the early 2000s. I would say to myself, why would that be so derogatory? Being an American is awesome. We're all part of the X gene factor. That's what I say it. All of our relatives, our ancestors were people that stood up and said, not going to take it anymore. Whether they were good guys or bad guys or whatever happened, they had this adventurous part of their system of who they were as a person that said, I am willing to take a risk. I'm willing to go to a new land. I'm willing to start all over, whether that was my mom in the 1960s coming from communist Cuba or people coming on the very first ships that sailed to America, right? It's about us being strong together. It's about us fighting together. It's about being human. You know, when I was watching what was happening with COVID and I thought to myself, you know, how scared we became as a nation, as a world, as a planet. I mean, we were like, you know, it didn't matter. I mean, people would say something that had masks on our faces and scared, and we don't want to talk to our neighbors, and, you know, we've got to stay away from each other. And we're all, you know, people were just acting afraid to live. Life is full of risks. And of course, we want to mitigate those risks. We don't want to harm people. We don't want to harm ourselves. But it's about living. It's about challenging ourselves. And that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for being human, for wanting to take those risks, for realizing that sometimes risks are worth more, that sometimes our ancestors took great risks and a great loss to their lives to get to where we needed to be today. And I'm grateful for this nation And I'm grateful for you. And I'm grateful to have Rebecca Weber on the show. And we'll be right with her in just one moment. But I want to tell you a little bit about MyPillow products because, hey, we live in America. This is a capitalist society and we've got to make money, right? And the Sarah Carter Show needs to exist. And I'm so grateful to have Mike Lindell, my good friend, as a sponsor for this show. You can get all the great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials. Guys, Radio Listener Specials. Now that it's Thanksgiving time, it's time to start ordering, right? Getting all of those things we need to get for our family for the holidays. And I'm telling you, Mike has some great products. You'll get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. Gosh, they've got slippers, dog beds, and even high-quality weight blankets. I've told you guys about the dog beds. My dogs all have them. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, listen to this, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products also come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. All MyPillow products are made 100% in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code Carter, that's C-A-R-T-E-R, or call 1-800-685-7221 for great MyPillow specials. That's 1-800-685-7221. Be sure to use the promo code Carter at checkout.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And now, without any further delay, I've got my interview with Rebecca Weber, CEO of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They are fighting the good fight, folks. First of all, thank you so much, Rebecca, for being back on the Sarah Carter Show. I always am excited to be on your show, so having you back is so important to me.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah, for having me on. I appreciate that.
One of the big issues right now, Rebecca, is the big fight over the Democrats' spending bill. I know that this is something that AMAC, I mean, one of the big things, and I say it every time to all my listeners and all of our listeners out there that support great conservative values, is the fact that big government spending, especially under the Biden administration, and it looks like they're like living up to that. They're living up to this huge spending bill, and we're seeing inflation skyrocket. What is it that AMAC's doing to fight that fight?
Great question. Well, first of all, Sarah, what we've always done since our formation is we do take our marching orders from our members. And we thought with the $1.2 trillion bill, which they're calling the infrastructure bill, I was curious, how would AMAC members feel about that, given the current state of the economy, our increasing national debt, rising national debt? And AMAC members came back and said, absolutely not. We should not be spending this money, not right now. Not today, $1.2 trillion. That is a number that we've never heard before. There are so many zeros attached to that trillion. And when you really look at that bill and you identify that a very small portion of those monies is actually going towards roads and bridges, you recognize that what the Biden administration is doing essentially is he would like to create an entitlement nation, an entitlement state where people are more and more ever dependent on government. And so in polling our members, we do get the truth out. We will be our next magazine issue. We'll really do a deep dive into what's actually in that bill and what it looks like, what it means. But we're spending our children's money. We're spending our grandchildren's money. We need to cut spending, not increase to our national debt.
You know, I couldn't agree. Oh, it is that simple. I couldn't agree with you more. I almost feel like it's a transformational bill, right? This isn't a bill about infrastructure. We know such a small part, a portion of that spending bill is going to go towards infrastructure. And I think every American can say, yeah, we would like to see better infrastructure. We would like to see better bridges, better airports, better. But the bill, you're right. The bill is about transforming our nation, taking our nation from what we know, a great republic, a democracy, a capitalist system, into something that resembles a socialist system. And that's what I'm afraid of. AMAC, which I think I want everyone out there to understand. I know we say 50 plus. We always talk about that. But AMAC really is for everyone. It's a coalition of people. You don't have to be 50 plus to be a part of AMAC and to support what you're doing, right?
Oh, that is a great point. We need more people, especially those under 50, to join, because we do work on making sure that your money, your money that you've invested in Social Security, at no, you had no choice, right? You, if you look at your paycheck, you see that you're giving more and more of your money to pay for a benefit that you expect to receive in the future. And what's happening? What is the government doing with your hard-earned dollars? So we're fighting on all of these fronts. These are issues, by the way, that are really going to impact folks that are in their 30s and 40s today. Folks that are currently collecting Social Security are continuing to collect. But for someone my age or someone younger than me, we are certainly going to see a cut in benefits. And we will see those benefits not you know, be paid unless we do something. So AMAC is working on the issues that affect and impact all Americans. And our member benefits are great. But I must tell you, Sarah, people are joining today more than ever for the advocacy. Because when we go to Washington and we say, when we went and I said, we have 200,000 members, they said, come back when you have a million. Today, when we go and we say we have 2.4 million members, they're listening. But imagine what we can do when we say we have 10 million Americans. And I tell you, there are people out there who just don't know about AMAC and what we do. So this is why I appreciate you having me on the show today. Member benefits are great. A magazine subscription, all for $16. You'll get a magazine subscription with information and news that you won't find in mainstream media. So we're encouraging people, join, because you give us strength in Washington. We have a bigger muscle to flex, and we are working on, you know, smaller government. Sarah, right. we talk about this. Government doesn't build anything. Government is there to protect and defend our nation, to protect our you know, law and order. But what are they building, really?
Right. That's the job that they should be doing. I can tell you this, Rebecca. You and I talk about this all the time. We're friends. This is about building an organization that is willing to fight and defend those things that we believe are essential. Liberty, freedom. I'm at the border all the time, Rebecca. I see what's happening under the Biden administration. I see what's happening in our country because of the failure of this administration to adhere to just the simple, basic, fundamental values of what they should be doing, which is just basically protecting our country and stop trying to transform it. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was the election coming up, you know, midterm elections, 2022. I know that has to be like a big topic for AMAC members, and I'm sure you're hearing a lot about this. I mean, what can people do? What can AMAC do to get the word out? I think what we saw in Virginia was so significant with now Governor Youngkin bringing back the Republican Party to Virginia. I think Americans are starting to wake up. I just think that the sleeping giant is no longer asleep.
Yeah. And people are understanding and recognizing that the Biden administration is good at one thing, in my opinion, and that is dictating the headlines to the fake news media, who then publishes a story and it's not true. And people are wising up. We saw that happen in Virginia. You know, I must say that we were down at the border wall, Sarah, and I'd love to share with you a little bit about our experience there. But for example, Biden will say the border wall is closed. It is not closed. So what can people do? What people can do is first and foremost, join AMAC, because we're going to take our marching orders from you. We're going to give you an opportunity to participate in the conversation. And so many of our ideas come from AMAC members. But your voice is so important. We live in a free country. We've got to protect our nation. We've got to protect our republic. We've got to push back on things like critical race theory. People can get involved in their local school boards. We've got to make sure that the youth are being taught real truth and history. We need to explain that capitalism is one of the greatest tools that has provided more economic freedom for people in all walks of life, period. And that when a business makes a profit, that's not exploiting workers. It does the exact opposite. So we've got to push back on the fake narratives that the Biden administration insists on pushing out and is really brainwashing people, and people are wising up to the truth.
Well, you're right. And it incentivizes. I always tell people, look, capitalism is so phenomenal. It's the reason why, and justice, people come from all over the world to the United States to build a dream. It's the reason why we're a melting pot. You don't see people flooding you know, other nations with the same aspirations that they do when they come here. They come here, whether you're from, you know, the poorest areas of Guatemala or the wealthiest parts of Europe. When you come here, you know that every single one of you, if you work hard enough, will have that opportunity to be anything you want to be. And that's something I don't want to lose. That's the reason why I believe in AMAC and groups like AMAC that just basically support those fundamental values. And I would never, ever imagine what it would be like if we just gave up all those rights, like the, you know, the Biden administration wants to do in this crazy spending bill. What are your members worried about most? And what are the issues that you're all focused on right now?
Sure. So some of our flagship sort of focus over years, for years, has been Social Security, Medicare, and healthcare. Wow. And we will continue to remain very focused on those issues. But there's an immediate need for us to recognize some of the threats that are right here in our backyard, here and now, today. And those things are critical race theory being taught to our children in our school districts, and the administration sort of denying the dangers of what that really means to the future of America. The border wall, or lack of border wall, and the crisis at the border, our members are deeply concerned about that. Now, we will be working in 2022. We're actually putting together our entire 2022 agenda, and we've got a lot of things that we'll be working on, because folks are aware that their Part B premiums for Medicare have gone up, and that's important to AMAC, and we want to make sure that seniors on fixed incomes can afford the drugs that they need to stay alive, and that they're not choosing between paying a bill and taking a medicine, and they need affordable access to good health care. So those things will always be focused on. Today, in 2021, we did a tremendous amount of work on election integrity. AMAC members stepped up as poll workers in Virginia, but we've had such tremendous success working with state legislatures on really protecting the integrity in our electoral process, because our vote needs to count, our vote needs to matter, but it's got to be, you know, we can't accept the fact that dead people are voting and that people, people are ballot harvesting. These are bad things that really invite fraud. So election integrity, border security, 100%. Critical race theory, believe it or not, you say we're a 50 plus organization. Our members, they're bright, they're brilliant. And they say, no, these are three very important issues that we want you to focus on, which we've done a lot of work in 2021 and more to come in 2022.
I couldn't agree more. And by the way, 50 plus is the new 25 plus. That's what I'm saying.
There you go. That's right. I'm 51. I'm 31.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell people this all the time, you know, we're very active. The communities are very active. Young people are very active now. And I think that we're, you know, whether you're in your 30s or whether you're in your 40s and even in your 20s, if, you know, there's a few of you out there who are smart enough to have the foresight to see ahead and realize that it comes faster than you, in a blink of an eye, you know, you're turning 30, 40, 50. But if you're not fighting for what's right, you could lose everything. And critical race theory, telling you critical race theory, inflation, Social Security, all these issues are going to be on the ballot. Americans are going to be voting on that. They want control of their lives again. I believe that Americans are like, enough is enough. We saw that in Virginia, and they're going to need someone. You guys are going to need someone, just like AMAC, like Rebecca's saying, like to be on your side, on our side, to be together, to be a coalition, and to continue this great fight. I know that Republicans, you know, basically, it's going to be a big fight. But will they be able to get through to the Democrats? Will AMAC be able to, you know, kind of shake that foundation? I mean, with as many members as AMAC has now, and hey, look, you know, you guys need to start listening to us. You need to start listening to the people. And that'll be my last question, Rebecca, before we wrap it up.
Excellent. Well, I do think that what we're seeing is a shrinking popularity. Those folks that voted for Biden, I do think that many believed that they were voting for someone else. And they're seeing that his policies are reckless and that he is no moderate. He is as far left as I've ever seen in a president. And you know, he's, again, ignoring the fact that we've got an issue at the border. Real quick, I met with a family. They own thousands of acres of property right along the border of the southern border there in Del Rio, Texas, in Kinney County, actually. Oh, yeah. And this family that was not very political, that didn't have a huge, you know, strong opinions one way or the other, but sort of have been living on that ranch decade after decade for over 100 years. They recognize how important their Second Amendment rights are because they can no longer go to bed at night without being, you know, in literal fear of their life. They can't leave their car, their keys in their car that like they used to. And so they say to themselves, well, why don't we have a president who recognizes how important it is to defend our constitutional rights? And why do we have an administration that is favoring illegals over law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens? And so I think to answer your question, yes, more people are coming to the center. They're saying these extreme policies are bad for America, bad for our families, bad for our children. And it really is not the humane thing to do, the way the administration is handling the border. It's not. So if they ran on how bad Trump was, Trump did a much far better job. You know, more people in 2021 died of drug overdoses if you add 2019 and 2020 deaths combined. And that's not just in southern states. That's all of America. So for all of these reasons, I think people are waking up. I think we're going to see a landslide win in 2022 of Republicans, Democrats. You know, I think now is this is it for them. I think we're going to see a tremendous shift. And I pray in 2024, you know, we'll take back the presidency. We need some good leadership.
I absolutely agree. 2024 and 2022 look like it will turn the trajectory of our nation just because the American people themselves are waking up, are realizing, look, we need to come first, right? And I was in Kinney County, Rebecca, by the way. I love Kinney County. The people there are phenomenal. They have been putting up with what I can't even imagine, watching those videos of people coming across through their land. I can verify that. I was there. I saw what you saw. You know, I can't even imagine what it would be like to have 100 men crossing through my farmland while my children are asleep in their bed, you know, tapping into the cameras, looking into their, you know, cameras, surveillance cameras that they have on their ranch lands because they need to protect their families. We should not be living like this. Americans should be worth more than that. I just want everybody out there to understand that. I want everyone to join AMAC. Remember, you don't need to be 50 to join AMAC. You just need to be a part of this great coalition of people that actually care. Let's make it 10 million, right? I mean, we can do this. We can make it 10 million and we can have 10 million strong, right? Americans.
That's right.
Saying no more. We're not going to take it. We're the boss. You work for us. You use our taxpayer dollars and it should be meant to make life better for us and our family and the future of our nation. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for being a part of the Sarah Carter Show.
Thank you, Sarah.
Attention, the price of silver has increased 340% since 2000, and it continues trending higher. Universal Coin and Bullion is offering our listeners here at the Sarah Carter Show a special locked-in price, listen to this, of just $30 for a beautiful 1 ounce 2021 American Silver Eagle coin. It is the most popular coin in the world for collectors and investors. This limited time offer is available at dealer's cost. Why? Because Universal Coin wants you to own your very first newly designed silver bullion coin since President Reagan signed the Gold Bullion Act in 1985. Call Universal Coin like I did, leaders in the precious metal industry, at 1-800-UCB-GOLD to get your beautiful U.S. Mint silver coin for only $30. Postage is free and you'll be dealing with experts. In fact, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert, and he is the 2021 Coin Dealer of the Year. They also have rare gold coins, but this special silver deal is only available, listen to this, by using the promo code SARA. That's S-A-R-A. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I got to tell you, you know, every time I talk to Rebecca, it's not only that AMAC is a sponsor, and I'm open about that, but she is like a friend. She's somebody that I connect with completely. And, you know, we have the same guiding principles, which I hope are the same ones that you all share with us as well. And I think one of the things that I learned here, and it's, you know, this is about being thankful, right? About Thanksgiving, what our families mean to us, what our children mean to us, what our friends mean to us. And I think for in this instant, what our country means to us. It's about being Americans. It's about remembering what we stand for, what we fight for, believing in the principles that make our nation great, and standing up for those principles no matter where we're at. Don't ever feel like you have to be quiet. Don't ever feel like you don't have somebody behind you. I'm behind you. I will stand there with you. And I need you to stand by me. We need to stand by one another and speak out loud and clear. You know, our nation is worth that much. Our families are worth that much. Our children are worth that much. And our forefathers made certain that we were worth that much, that no government is ever going to be more powerful in this country than its people. We are the government. And that is who we are. And we got to remind them of that every single day. And if we have to do that every single day, then that's just what we got to do. But most importantly, I am thankful for you, my audience, and everything that you've given me. Remember, you could go to sarahacarter.com, get all the links to all of my social media. You can also go there, sign up for our email list. Remember to do that, because that way we can stay in touch. You and I both can stay connected regardless of any type of shadow banning. And download the podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, whether that's Apple, iTunes, iHeart, wherever you go, just download the podcast, leave a review. I read all those reviews. Thank you so much. I am so thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Have a great week. And we'll be back again with other great guests and other great topics. God bless you, and God bless our great nation.
Hi, it's Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. Every day, I'm here to keep you up to speed on the most important stories and info that you need to know in your very busy life. And if you're always on the go and you want to stay connected, just download our daily podcast and take it with you. It's a great way to get up to speed on what you need to know and what legacy media may not be telling you. Visit danaradio.com and click on the podcast link or subscribe at iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.